I'm going to ask the body to resist this amendment. If 60% of the population decided to give up their constitutional rights, let's just say your right to bear arms, would it be acceptable to require the other 40% to also surrender them? No, that wasn't their decision. When we're talking about eminent domain for private gain, which is why this is a whole fight, and this is the decision that the body is going to make today, you're going to decide, is it acceptable in South Dakota for a private company that's not publicly traded to come in and use tax credits, your tax dollars, to force you to turn over your land? That is the question, and I hope you resist this amendment.